Order. The meeting of the Regional Water Quality Control Board on March 13th, 2014. I'd like to have Board Member Bill Massey lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I compliment the board. We actually were in unison on that Pledge of Allegiance, a rare event.
We've been practicing.
I'd like to introduce board members, and then I'm going to call on staff to introduce themselves. First, to my far right is Greg Gusty from Ukiah. To my immediate right is William Massey from Forestville. I am John Corbett from McKinleyville. And to my left is Board Vice Chair David Noern from Sebastopol. And to my far left is Jeff Hales from Eureka, California. And with that, Matt, could you please introduce yourself and staff?
Yes, good morning, Chairman Corbett, members of the board. I'm Matt St. John, your executive officer. On my right is David Leland, our assistant executive officer. Staff counsel, Samantha Olson. Across from me is Patty Corsi and Donna Poe and Greg Nash, who are all helping with sound and IT and public comments. Thank you.
I would like to, at this time, call on board members for any ex parte communication disclosures, and we'll start to my far right, Mr. Gusty. And
only one, Mr. Chairman, this week had a very brief discussion with Matt Green on some of the language that we'll be discussing later today.
Mr. Chair, since
and is that on the temperature policy?
Yes, sorry, on the temperature policy.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I have been in Washington, D.C., Sacramento, and Sonoma County talking with elected officials regarding West County sewers.
Well, I have two items to report. The first is very happily an ex-party communication from former board member Heidi Harris, and she goes to the board, "Thank you for all the resolution and lunch. I honestly miss my time on the board. I value my time with you and benefit from the experience. Thanks and smiles, Heidi." And I tried to pass out her cards to various board members. The second one is I met with the Humboldt County Farm Bureau. It was a phone-in with the executive director, was also participating, and also staff. We were discussing the temperature policy, and the primary areas of discussion are the importance of implementation and that there would be extraordinary efforts to work with the Farm Bureau on the implementation part of it. There was a discussion of the pros and cons of certainty, and that when you get something that's absolutely certain, then everyone has to live with it, and it's a very, very big and complicated world out there. And so that there, if you go too general, people feel uneasy. If you go too certain or specific, they don't. And that, I believe, summarizes the conversation. Board Member Noern.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Funny you had that conversation because I had almost the same conversation with Sonoma County Farm Bureau. I expressed that the ag waiver was the implementation policy. Talked to them about that as well. I also had discussions regarding Sonoma County solid waste issues, specifically related to the compost facility with various players in that arena. And then I also attended a meeting yesterday discussing some of the West County sewer issues and TMDL implications.
Okay.
And lastly, Mr. Chair, I had a few. One in the arena of the Elk River, I met with Christy Wrigley. I've actually had, that was kind of a happenstance meeting in town where we sat and chatted for about 20 minutes, just mainly about the development and the schedule of the TMDL out in Elk. And also I attended a workshop in Ukiah. Regional Water Board staff, Humboldt Redwood Company, Green Diamond Redwood Company, Resource Company, and a few others and their consultant were giving a presentation on some of their interpretations of the science in the TMDL. For the temperature policy, I had also met with the Humboldt County Farm Bureau, and it was actually just about 2 hours after you met with them, and the same broad topic of conversation, so I don't need to repeat that. And then finally, I had a meeting one day after work with Jason Proberco, and we were talking a little bit about temperature policy, but also about just policy development and process in general.
All right. The next item ordinarily is the State Board Liaison with the Regional Board. My understanding is our liaison has been delayed, so I'm going to postpone that item until they have a chance to come, and then I'll reserve the right of the chair to call it up in a timely fashion. We find the reports are very interesting and helpful, and we don't want to neglect them. The next item is the public forum, and I have... I just want to confirm Roger Larson, Henry Mink, Roseman Crowder, and Ellen Drill. Is there anyone else?
Yeah, I'm going to fill out.
Okay, Brenda Edelman and... Okay. Yeah.